Jesus Christ had a public life. When he was here, he transformed lives. He transformed situations. He died. He was buried. He rose from the dead. He appeared to so many people, many of them. And he didn't arise as a ghost. He ate with the people. He touched the people. He had fun with the people. He touched the people. And then he spoke about God's kingdom and explained to them that this kingdom will come. And you remember, and I quote, John 14, 1 through 3, he said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, why would I tell you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." He told them. And so he ascended to heaven. And before he ascended to heaven, he told them that the Comforter was coming. The Holy Spirit will come. And very soon we're going to talk about the Trinity. God sent him. Jesus came, Jesus went to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit, three in one. And the church was born on that day. We're going to talk about Pentecost. Pentecost is one of the major annual festivals of the Jews. And so the period was coming, everybody was so excited, and all Jews in Jerusalem and in diaspora all came together in Jerusalem to joyfully celebrate the Passover, including the followers of Jesus Christ. And so everybody was excited. Can't wait for us to celebrate this. And exactly 10 days after Jesus Christ went to heaven, that was the day of Pentecost. 120 of them, like you heard me say to the little kids, 120 of them came together to encourage each other. Remember, their leader disappeared, went to heaven. And so they needed comfort, just like each and every one of us did during this pandemic. We were all inside, maybe encouraging our family members, maybe encouraging the one or few people that came to your house. Because we didn't know what would happen the next. People were dying, people were being taken to the hospital, and we needed comfort. That's exactly what they needed. And so 120 of them were there. Even though they were excited about the Pentecost, they were still like confused. What's going to happen next? And so they were in there. Maybe about to go out and have fun of Passover. And something happened. And it was like a surprise. Ooh, like, uh-oh, what's going on? But why would they be surprised? Why? Let me tell you what Jesus told them. Why, when Jesus commanded them, "Do not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in all the other parts of the earth." But they were surprised. And what happened? Just remember exactly 10 days after he said, wait, it's coming. Not many days. And it wasn't more than 10 days and it happened. And just like we have read that day, they were all in one accord, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing wind. A sound as of a rushing wind. A tongue as of fire. Can you imagine just sitting and everybody is just seeing something that is so strange around you, around your mouth? And they had the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And their languages changed. You were maybe speaking the Texan accent, and suddenly you are speaking in Indiana accent. Or suddenly you are speaking my language, Igbo. Can you imagine a white person speaking Igbo? Oh, I will turn like, what's going on? And it happened to me one time in my other church. One white guy came in and we were talking, and he said, do you know my name? I said, no. And he said, my name is Chukwudi. Chukwudi is my language. That's, you know, if you say Chukwudi, I already know where you're from in my place. And I was like, how can your name be Chukwudi? And he said, yes, my name is truly Chukwudi. I lived in Nigeria many years, and I can speak your language. And he started speaking my language. I was totally shocked, like, I couldn't believe it. You know what he did? He brought his phone and started showing me pictures of him in my traditional attire. So these people started speaking different languages, and everybody, all the people who were excited about the celebration, they started coming close. What am I hearing? Oh my goodness. And people started coming and coming and coming. Do you know that if we do something spectacular, that these neighbors will start coming in? How do we fill in all these empty spaces? We will, by God's grace. And so the people came together and they were confused. Some of them were like, can you explain to us what is going on? Can you please tell us what's going on? And they were busy speaking, and they were busy just listening to the Holy Spirit, and they were busy. You know what happened? Somebody stood up, and that person was Peter. You all remember the story of Peter that denied Jesus 3 times? The same Peter that said, I go a fishing. Oh, Jesus is dead. Let me go back to my job. And other people said, okay, we are also going with you. That same Peter had the boldness to stand up. The crowd, they were all there waiting, confused. And he started telling them about Jesus Christ. That hiding Peter, that confused Peter, had the boldness to stand, to dispel the fears of the people, to tell the people, you don't need to be confused. Let's explain to you what is going on. Jesus Christ is both Lord and Messiah. I know you killed him. I know you crucified him. I know he died. I know he rose from the dead. I know he is in heaven. He made a promise to us that the Holy Spirit will come. That's why we are here. That's exactly what is happening. And that's the reason I have the boldness to speak. So we see that he declared Jesus both Lord and Messiah. The international crowd that came heard for the first time that Jesus Christ loves them. To the visitors who heard their own languages, it became a miracle to them. This thing has to be authentic. No other person could do whatever that you're doing right now. It's so strange, but it's wonderful. And so they were amazed and perplexed. But in the whole amazement, in the whole wonder, in the whole, we need to hear more, tell us more, it's so sweet. Do you know that there were people who were making fun of them? In the same crowd. Some were like, we need to know more and more and more. We need to know more. Tell us more about Jesus. We love him. We want to know more. People were making mockery in the same place. Is it not what you see? People who love Jesus Christ and other people don't care anything. Just think about your neighborhood right now. Faisal and I were coming and we saw a neighbor with his dog, you know, taking a walk. I stopped, wind down, and I said, hey, how you doing? How? Yeah, we're going to church. So what are you going to? And Faisal said, Why is he not going to church today? Do you know that there are so many of your neighbors that don't even think about God? Maybe for one reason or another. The question is this: can you stand up like Peter did? Can you stand up and tell them about Jesus Christ? And the other question, do you even know Jesus Christ? Do you truly, honestly, telling the truth to yourself, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you? If you do, and you have the Holy Spirit in you, stand up like Peter and let the neighbors know that Jesus is both Lord and Messiah. You can do it. Because the enabling power is the Holy Spirit. Those who believed enjoyed fellowship. Do you know that that day that the Holy Spirit came, the church was born? That day that the church was born, it was born with power. It was born with ability to tell everyone in Jerusalem, in Judea, and all over the world about Jesus Christ. Do you know that that day that the church was born, all racial disparity was dismantled? Do you know that all languages on the earth were spoken that day to tell us that the gospel is for everyone, irrespective of age, irrespective of race, irrespective of language. It's for all persons. When the fire of the Holy Spirit rests on us, you will know the difference. Not somebody will tell you, you will know it. Because you will have the witness of the Spirit in you. The birth of the church was public. It wasn't something that was done in a corner. No, it wasn't. Everyone who came for that festival, they were all present when the church was born. And that's the reason we don't do anything in secret. Christianity is a public thing for all people under the heavens. Are we ready to spread it? Are we ready to tell people about Jesus Christ? Are we ready to celebrate? And why will you not be joyful that you are a Christian? Why are you unhappy that Jesus is in your heart? You need to rejoice because you are in a good place, because your name is written in the book of life. God recognizes you as an individual. Peter's words pierced their hearts. When Peter kept talking and kept talking and kept talking, do you know what they asked? Brothers, what shall we do? What shall we do? Tell us, what do we do? Just, I know, okay, stop talking. We have heard you. Tell us what to do. Do you have that kind of question in your mind today? Are you asking that? You know what Peter told them? Simple. Repent and be baptized, you all. And be baptized, you all. Repent and be baptized. And then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Simple. Repent, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit. And so if you're asking the question, what do I do? It's simple. Can you repent from your sins? Can you? Yes, you can. John was making fun of me today, or rather was just being funny today. He said, you know, hey, Gladys, you know, I've been away for 1 year and 3 months. We haven't been to church. So what do I do? Do I repent of my sins? I mean, John Brand, he's right here. Do I repent? do I repent of my sins, or do I pretend I did nothing? And I said, just pretend that you did nothing. And I told him why. Because it's under the blood. What you have done, and you have said, God, I did this, forgotten completely. That's the reason Peter was able to say, repent. If you confess your fault, it's over. Let it go. He has forgiven, he has forgotten. The issue is, are you going to repent for real? And don't cover yourself up that, oh, baptism, I'm baptized. If you don't repent and you baptize, that's the reason the pastors are free. I am free. Before I baptize you, you know what I ask you? Do you repent of your sins? You say, yes, I do. And then I'll ask you, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And then you say, I do. And then I'll say, based on your confession, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But what if you did not repent? I'm not in your heart. That's your business. But there's chance for us to truly repent. That's what Peter was saying. Repent. Everything you have done, I don't care whatever it is. Even if you have killed somebody, whatever it is, Jesus Christ will forgive you and forget it. Today. So the brethren, they came together, the Christians, they came together. When Peter told them, 3,000 people joined, they all came together and became one. One mind, one spirit. The elders, the session had a retreat, and the emphasis was, let us be in one mind, do things together. You want this church to grow, and you have Christ in your heart, and you have repented of your sins, and you are baptized in Christ. But somebody will ask me, why are you all talking about baptism? Baptism. What about the thief on the cross? Was he baptized? No, he wasn't. He still went to heaven. However, if you are alive and you have Christ, baptism is just a public show to say, I am a Christian. I have Christ in my heart. It's a public show. You are telling people what has happened in you. Telling people that I died with Christ, now I rise with Christ. But anyway, are we ready for Jesus Christ? The church is born today. We remember it. And don't you see that we are born also, the pandemic wanted to destroy us, but it couldn't. We are here like newborn babies before the Lord. And Jesus Christ is here to make us one in him. if only we will come to him as we are. Let us pray. I don't know if you want to be Peter for your people. We are now in a new era. A new era. The pandemic has brought a new era, a new way of doing stuff, a new way of living, a new way of inviting other people to know the Lord. Are you ready to be the Peter of your neighborhood? Or are you ready to be the Peter of Memorial Presbyterian Church? Or are you ready to be the Peter where you walk? We must use everything that we have available to spread the good news. We must stand up like Peter. Please pray with me and say this after me. Lord Jesus, I am thankful to be alive. Lord, I want to be yours. Please come into my life and dwell. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to partner with other believers to grow this church. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.